Thank you for standing by, and welcome to the Osprey Medical Quarterly Results Investor Call. All participants are in a listen-only mode. There will be a presentation followed by a question-and-answer session. If you wish to ask a question, you will need to press the star key followed by the number one on your telephone keypad. I would now like to hand the conference over to Mr. Mike McCormick, President and CEO. Please go ahead.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening, and welcome to Osprey Medical's quarterly results call for the period ending September 30th, 2019. I'm pleased to be joined on this call by Nancy Ness, the CFO of Osprey. Earlier today, Osprey released its Appendix 4C for the third quarter of 2019, and I'd like to update you on these results and the growth of our business throughout the quarter. Before diving into the details, I wanted to give you a quick summary of the key highlights of the quarter. In the third quarter of 2019, Divert unit sales were 2,713 units, which was up 48% over the prior corresponding period. GPO-based unit sales were the driver of our growth. We were up 173% versus the prior corresponding period to 2,083 units, and that represented 83% of our total U.S. sales. It was 45% in the prior corresponding period, so it was up nicely in GPOs. Total unit sales, including the Ditex product and our individual syringes, were at 2,911 units. That was up 51% over the prior corresponding period. Quarterly revenues were at $909,000, which was up 46% over the prior corresponding period. Net operating cash burn was down 8% to $3.9 million versus the prior corresponding period. And our operating expenses during that same period were flat over the prior corresponding period. Our closing cash balance of U.S. $12.3 million, Australian conversion would be $18.2 million, was on September the 30th of 2019. Our core commercial strategy of a direct sales force remains unchanged. We feel it's the best way to introduce these new technologies like the Divert that fills an unmet clinical need, like making coronary angiograms and a common heart procedure safer for patients with poor kidney function. Introducing these new medical devices to the market is certainly not automatic. Gosh, we have incredibly strong clinical evidence and economic evidence, but it continues to be one that our sales force has to work on constantly, and we're proud of that sales force and what they're doing. That sales team includes reps, clinical specialists, and managers that are in place to drive continued future growth. For the remainder of my comments, I will detail the accomplishments of our direct sales force in the quarter and highlight some of the key programs, like our GPO contracts, that are aimed at driving future growth. In the third quarter, we had unit sales growth over the prior corresponding period, we had stable selling prices, and we had strong cash conversion. Divert unit sales in the third quarter were at 2,714 units. That was up 48%. On a quarter-over-quarter basis, worldwide Divert units declined by 7%, and this was very disappointing that it declined. This decline reflects some of the seasonal demand effects that we get every year. This is the third year in a row that we have had a seasonal decline in the third quarter. A lot of that's related to the vacation holidays in the United States. Additionally, one GPO had a cost reduction initiative related to new medical devices whereby they inquired of all their member hospitals to report on the clinical utility of new devices. And gosh, we were just one of the new devices. There were many. Our Divert system is considered a new medical device, and so the hospitals had to respond to this inquiry with reports of the clinical benefit of the Divert system. This did cause a temporary slowdown that we could see in orders in the quarter from that one GPO, but late in the quarter, we saw a recovery in those hospitals to historical ordering patterns, and we continue to expect strong growth in that GPO and all of our GPO business as we continue to move forward. The GPOs do continue to be a very central focus for Osprey's commercial efforts. Sales attributable to the GPOs in the quarter was at 2,083 total units. That was up 173% versus the prior year, prior corresponding period. Divert unit volume in the GPOs represents 85% last quarter of the total unit sales for the business. We have four national contracts that cover about 50% of the hospitals in the United States. And, of course, we've directed our sales force to focus on those contracted hospitals because that is the best pathway for us to go to open new hospitals. Since we first embarked on the GPO strategy in May 2000, the second quarter of 2018, our business has grown 260% in that time frame. We expect to add another GPO contract this calendar year in the fourth quarter, and we continue to expect strong growth from our GPO business in future quarters. Outside of the GPOs, I'll comment on a couple of other key performance metrics for the third quarter period. In the third quarter, when you look at all units, that includes our Divert, our Ditec, and our individual syringes, sales were at 2,911 units. That was up 51% to the prior corresponding period. At the end of the third quarter, we had 154 hospitals who had purchased the Divert system. That was up 18% versus the prior corresponding period. And we have a strong pipeline of future hospitals with 28 hospitals that are in the sample to purchase stage. And that's up 22% versus the prior corresponding period. Our sales force is also focused on driving deeper, much deeper penetration into accounts that are already customers. And that was demonstrated with 94% of our quarterly revenue coming from existing accounts and 6% from brand new accounts. Gross revenues for the quarter were at $909,000, which was up 46% over the prior corresponding period. Net revenues, post-payments to the GPOs of up to 5% of our revenues, were at $889,000 in the quarter. Our U.S. average selling price for our Divert system continues to be very stable at $352 in the quarter, and that's prior to paying GPO fees. We continue to see that price stability for well over a year. Cash receipts for the quarter were at $909,000, which was up 33% versus the prior corresponding period. Net cash used in the operating activities of the business were at $3.9 million in the quarter. That was a decrease of 8% versus the prior corresponding period. And our net operating cash expenses were flat to the prior corresponding period. We ended the quarter with a strong balance sheet with no debt and U.S. $12.3 million in cash as of the 30th September 2019. In the quarter, we had 18 sales reps, 8 clinical specialists that were all focused on expanding our business. The effectiveness of this 26 sales force group continues to improve, with the average sales per field rep at 123 units, which was a 44% increase versus the prior corresponding period. Outside of the U.S., we do have some efforts in the U.K. and Italy. There are pilot commercial efforts outside of the U.S. In the U.K., we are pursuing the National Institute for Health and Care Excellence, or NICE, recommendation for our product. Divert has a really strong value proposition for lowering the total cost of care for patients and lowering AKI. And in our discussions with the NICE organization so far, have been very positive on our submission. It continues to progress as we had expected. Outside of the UK, in Italy, we have a distribution sales channel there, and we continue to gain commercial traction with the distribution sales channel. We're learning very valuable lessons about the keys to market adoption in Europe with the Divert and how to position it well in the European Union through a distribution sales channel. We continue to explore additional distribution sales channels across Europe, and we'll update investors as those commercial developments are executed. This gives you a quick overview of the third quarter growth strategies and our results, and I would now like to open the call for any questions for those that are on hold.
Thank you. We will now begin the question and answer session. If you wish to ask a question, please press star, then one on your telephone and wait for your name to be announced. If you wish to cancel your request, please press star, then two. If you are on a speakerphone, please pick up the handset to ask your question. Our first question today will come from Ian Hyde, private investor. Please go ahead.
Yes, good morning, and thanks for taking my call. There's a few things around with the reduction in sales, and you stated that's from a change or that hospital group that's actually doing a clinical response around the benefits. But on the chart, you give details that the actual revenue from GPOs has gone up. Can you give a bit more color around just how that's actually worked?
Sure. Good question, Ian, and thanks for your question. So, yeah, it was disappointing that we had a 7% decline. Two things drove it. One is the seasonality that we've seen. This is the third year in a row. The other is the GPO that I commented on. So it's a really good question. How does the we flagged up one GPO, but yet total GPO business went up. Total GPO business did go up in the quarter. So we did have growth in total GPOs, but not in all four of them. So we did have one that declined, and it was the one that I noted. So the growth that we had in the GPO line was lower than it historically has been. On a quarter-on-quarter basis, our growth in the GPOs, all revenue and all GPOs was at 15%, and that was about half what it historically has been, and it was because one of them had a partial slowdown in the quarter.
Okay, and so if there wasn't that slowdown from that GPO, would you have anticipated similar growth as per, say, the last 2 to 3 quarters of this calendar year in overall sales?
Yeah, good question. It would have, as we look at that, if it had not slowed down, the difference there would have been about 300 to 350 units that was attributable to the slowdown. So what we did see in the very backside of the quarter is that it did recover back to its historical trend. We certainly expect it to continue to recover to its historical trend this quarter.
Sure. Okay, thanks. And do you have any information regarding that response for the clinical benefits of divert to that GPO? And if, depending on what you know there, does that then give further validation of the products for use, and hopefully will even shore things up even further within that GPO, or that's something that you don't know anything about?
We do have some of that data. So some of that was put out in a public forum, and we actually did make an announcement on that. It was following the TCT, which is the largest meeting, cardiology meeting in the United States, and it was held in the last quarter. And so there was some of that data was presented at the TCT that we were aware of. There was other that they just directly used their own reports and went back to the GPO, and so we didn't get all of those. But some of it did come out at the TCT.
Okay. And lastly, just with the Quest hospitals in Premier, the data for those hospitals, from memory, is only available until March or so next year, but there doesn't seem to be a substantial increase in the number of hospitals currently actually taking up and or in the evaluation phase. Is that happening slower than what you anticipated, or that's building up and you anticipate that's an increase, or what information do you have around that?
Yeah, it's a really good question around total number of hospitals. How many do we have? How many new ones did we get? So in the quarter, we recorded seven new accounts. It was actually the same number as last quarter. In quarter two, we had seven new accounts. And we have quite a few that are in the pipeline. Our reps are always balancing two activities, opening new accounts and penetrating existing accounts. So clearly, we're constantly focused on both. Yes, we do expect, an ideal scenario for us is getting double-digit account growth on a quarter-on-quarter basis. So our ideal scenario is closer to 10 as opposed to 7. So we do have some work to do there to get more, and the pipeline reflects that with 28 in the pipeline.
Sure, but then specifically around the Crest hospitals, if there's tremendous 250 or so Quests within Premier, and it doesn't seem like there's a significant increase in them coming online, even with all the benefit of all of that individual data that Premier are providing them around their AKI and other statistics.
Yeah, it's a great question. So we don't give all the way down to the, well, actually we're not allowed to give all the way down to the new member hospitals, where they come from. What I can say is that our sales force is almost exclusively focused on GPOs. So the new accounts and the ones in the pipeline are heavily represented by GPOs, and that would include Quest hospitals that you're asking about, Ian.
Sure. Okay. Look, thank you. I'll go now.
Our next question today will come from Steve Wien with Evans & Partners. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good morning. Hi, Mike. I was just wanting to know about the number with regards to the percentage of purchases that's coming from GPOs. It increased from 67% to 83% from second quarter to third quarter. Could you talk to what's going on with the non-GPO hospitals and why they are shrinking so much?
Yeah, it's a good question. I wouldn't necessarily say the non-GPOs are dramatically shrinking. What I would say is that a lot of our accounts, our primary focus now is on GPOs. And so that clearly is a big focus for us. One of the bigger things beyond some of the seasonality, so take out the seasonality, one of the bigger things that actually affected our growth this quarter was one of the GPOs, which normally grows every quarter, was a little bit softer because of the questions that came in. And that's primarily what affected it. It's recovered back in the back part of the quarter to where we expected it to be. But that was clearly a negative for us. But I don't want to report that all the other accounts, the majority of our business is in GPOs. The other accounts, we're losing that business. We're not losing that business. It's just as we continue to grow, GPOs are a bigger and bigger part of our revenue. They're growing very rapidly, and penetration grows rapidly in those.
Yeah. So, but of the sort of existing original contracts, are they increasing the penetration of use?
Definitely.
Okay. So.
Yeah.
Sorry. And is there another sort of explanation in that the existing hospitals have now converted across to being GPO hospitals, and so that's creating a bit of a headwind for the composition of where the growth is coming from?
No, that's a good question. It's not so much. You don't see a lot of movement from from a non-GPO into a GPO, or from a GPO that we don't have what we do get in the GPO. So let me be clear about what's fueling our growth. Gosh, the GPO business was up 15%, even with one of them being slow, was up 15% versus the prior quarter. And so our growth is clearly coming from new accounts or GPO-based, and penetration in the GPOs continue to drive increased revenue. So when you look at the GPO business growing 15%, it would have grown even more and it becomes a bigger part of our business. Now, in the rest of the accounts that are not GPO, which is not as big as the GPO number of accounts, but in the rest of those accounts, is our penetration rate growing as rapidly as it is in the GPOs? It's not. Doesn't mean it's gone away or it's retracted. It's just not growing at the same rate the GPOs are, which is part of why we did the strategy with the GPOs.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Just back to the inquiry. So So suffice it to say, if it's returned to the same level of purchasing, then as a new medical device, Divert didn't stand out as being an issue for that particular GPO.
Yeah, good question, Steve. Just a little bit more color on what was that. And you'll probably understand this. It's not a completely unusual activity. This GPO found its supply purchasing line was well over budget this time of the year, and they're on a calendar year budget. And so they were well over. So one of the activities that the corporate office takes is to start looking at all new items, things that are considered new technologies or new items that were just purchased in the current calendar year, as the primary drivers of why the budget was over. And so they made a comprehensive list of those, and it wasn't one item. It's not just our items. It's lots of items. In fact, we're one of the smaller dollar volume line items that's in there. Some of them are very expensive capital or medical technology products that are really expensive. And so they had a number of those, and they asked, what's the clinical utility of these? We were in a really good position compared to many in that we had incredibly strong economic evidence as well as clinical evidence that our products make an impact. That allowed us to recover quickly and know that we never lost any of those. I'm not sure all the other companies did as well, because sometimes that economic evidence is hard to get. But still, we did feel it as those inquiries came down, like, hey, we've got to get within budget. That's what we felt in the quarter.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all for me.
Thanks, Steve.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. Our next question today will come from Ian Moore, private investor. Please go ahead.
Oh, good day, Mike. Just coming back to the prior gentleman's question, the total number of diverts and divert syringes and Ditecs was 2,911, you said. I had that number being 3,188 in the prior quarter. So when you take 67% of GPOs, 67% of 3,188, you get 2,135. And when you take the 83% number, which you're talking about of GPOs of the 2,911, you get 2,416. So what you've got here is a reduction in the number of it's a significant reduction in the number of sales to non-GPO hospitals. I think that's what the prior gentleman was getting at. That's just simple arithmetic, I guess. So unless I've missed something, sales are down quite a bit in non-GPO hospitals.
So it's a good question, Ian. Let me make sure that I can clarify. So it's a really good question. So because maybe we were mixing between two different things. So if we look just strictly at total units to GPOs, and when I say total units, this is going to be total units, divert, detect, all the units. So in the GPO in Q2 of 2019, we sold 2,041 total units to the GPOs.
Right.
And in Q3 of 2019, this is just units, we sold 2,083. That's not revenue, so revenue was higher.
Yes.
Just units. So it was a 2% change in units. Now in revenue, revenues was higher than that. It was 603 versus 690. But okay, in straight units, it was 2%.
So what were your total Ditec? What was your total number of units sold? About quarter two and quarter three.
Yeah, you quoted that right on the total number of sales. It was 2,857 in Q2. I'm sorry, that was wrong. Let me give that to you again. 3,188 versus 2,911.
That's right. Yeah. Okay. So non-GPO hospitals in the last quarter is 1,147, And this quarter, it's, you know, 800 and something, 830. So that's...
Correct.
So that's down whatever that is, 317, which is, I guess, my point in the prior guy's point. So, I mean, I guess...
Yeah, what I can tell you...
I mean, they're obviously... I mean, the question is, why is that? I know there's some seasonality. I guess there's seasonality isn't there, which is one factor.
Yeah.
But, I mean, they're not getting loved as much. I mean, and are they sort of... They're ordering less as a consequence because they're not being pushed or...
Yeah, so it's a really good point. It's a very good point. If you look at the impact of... Well, there's two impacts. One is, you know, should our units have been even better in the GPOs? Historically, they've been much better in the GPOs. It's growing much faster. So the lowest hanging fruit is to be able to focus on the GPOs, no doubt about it. That is the low hanging fruit, and it does grow the fastest. It doesn't mean that we abandon other customers. What we felt in the other customers is the seasonality, and then there's a variety of other small things, but it was more the seasonality impact that we had there. So.
Okay. No, thank you. I'm done. Thank you. Thanks, Mike.
Thank you. Thanks, Ian.
As a reminder, if you would like to ask a question, please press star, then one. There are no further questions at this time. I will now hand the call back to Mr. McCormick for any closing remarks.
I'd like to thank everybody today for your participation, and we look forward to giving you updates on our future progress as those develop. Thanks again.
That does conclude our conference for today. Thank you for participating, and you may now disconnect.